This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the health news and mental health channels. Make sure you connect with us on our various social media channels such as Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter to follow our programming accordingly. We are also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today we are speaking with Diana Ketterman, mental health author, speaker, and education provider. Diana is owner of Mastering Mental Health, where she provides mental health speaking and curriculum services for educators, students, parents, and social workers, faith-based organizations, women's groups, and public groups. Diana, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thank you.
So tell us, for starters, to get underway here, what is your purpose for being on today's show? What is the message that you would like to relay?
Well, you know, for nearly my entire childhood, I grew up in a home with a mother who suffered from undiagnosed paranoid schizophrenia. And when I was 13 years old, my father was diagnosed with a malignant brain tumor, which also affected his mental capacity. It took his life at the age of 40 when I was 17 years old. I am the oldest of three children, and at that time I had to increasingly take on more adult responsibilities as my parents' illnesses became predominant. And my purpose for being on the show today is to break the silence and the shame of mental illness, because I carried with me a lifetime of shame and silence and was not able to break the silence until I was in my late 40s. And today I'd like to bring a message of hope to families who have been affected by mental illness and educate the public on ways to master mental illness by erasing the stigma.
And it is our honor and pleasure to have you with us to relay that message as well. What is mental health stigma?
Well, first let me define stigma. Stigma is a set of negative and often unfair beliefs that a particular group of people may have about another group of people. It's a mark of shame or discredit, and stigma sets the person apart from the rest of society, bringing with it feelings of shame and isolation. Stigmatized people are those people who do not have full social acceptance. They feel rejected socially, and they are constantly striving to adjust their social identities. Society may not consider them normal. Types of stigma could be stigma of character, such as a mental disorder, which is what I am alluding to, alcoholism, addiction, or a physical stigma, such as a deformity of the body, or a group or identity stigma, such as a particular race or nation or religion. With mental health stigma, there are two types, an internal and an external. External mental health stigma is what we think of people who have a problem, quote unquote. I don't want to get involved with that person. They're crazy. I don't want anybody to know that that's my relative or my friend. I'm just going to avoid that person. And then internal stigma is, how do we feel about ourselves if we have a problem? We're afraid that we are going to be treated in that way. We're afraid to ask for help because people will think less of me. So I'm just not going to tell anybody. And so we're captivated by fear, judgment, shame, and isolation.
Now, how does mental health differ from mental illness? Touch on the differences there.
Well, we all have mental health, just like we all have physical health. A mental health is a state of well-being. You know, we realize our potential, we can cope with the normal stresses of life, we work productively and fruitfully, and we're able to make a contribution to our community. When does mental health become mental illness? Well, when does physical health become physical illness? When does the cough that you have turn into bronchitis and then into maybe asthma or some other type of prolonged illness? The same thing with mental health. If we don't take care of our mental health, it's going to become a mental illness. Now, when do we know that we've crossed over? It may not be because we have one symptom periodically, because we all have really a mental illness symptom now and then, but how quickly do we bounce back from the inability to cope with problems? excessive anxiety, prolonged depression, changes in our eating or sleeping habits, or thoughts of suicide, or extreme lows and highs, or are we abusing alcohol and drugs, have excessive anger or violent problems. Whenever we have these kind of issues and we are not maintaining a state of well-being with our mental health on a regular basis, and we're not able to bounce back, just like when you have the flu, some people can go to the drugstore and get something over the counter. Some people have to go to the doctor. So we have to know, when do we need help? When do we need to get a treatment so that we can cope with normal stresses of life, return to working productively and fruitfully and making a contribution to our community? So it's a matter of, when do we build resilience to do that, or and how frequently are we able to bounce back and handle that stress positively?
Certainly helpful information today. We are with Diana Ketterman, mental health author, speaker, and education provider. Diana is owner of Mastering Mental Health, and she has joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Health News and Mental Health Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Diana, what are some mental illness facts that are related to youth?
Well, first of all, let me say we are missing the boat with our children. 10% of our children today have a mental illness. As children, not teenagers, children. By the time they become teenagers, it doubles. It goes from 10% to 20% by the time they reach the age of 14. And then by the time we become adults, we then go to 25%. So we go from 10 to 20 to 25% of the population with mental illness. So just as we have screenings for physical illness for children, we are not doing a good job of screening for mental illness and catching this at an early age and helping people cope with this by the time they become adults. 1 in 17 lives with a serious mental illness, such as schizophrenia, as my mother had, or major depression, or bipolar depression. And more than 5 million children in the United States have a parent with a serious mental illness, such as schizophrenia. And these children are receiving little or no attention. And in addition to them having to deal with their parents' issues, they themselves could be dealing with child neglect and poverty, abuse, domestic violence. Their parents could be incarcerated, or they could be abandoned. Substance abuse in the home, divorce, accidents, disasters, war, acts of terrorism. We have so many things that causes trauma within a child's life, and trauma is any situation that leaves the child feeling overwhelmed, even though there may not be any physical harm. 26% of children in the United States witness or experience a traumatic event before they turn 4 years old. And in one year, children between the ages of 12 and 17, out of those, 39% reported witnessing violence in their home, and 17% reported being a victim of physical assault, and 8% reported being a victim of sexual assault. And we know that those children who are experiencing these types of traumas have a much increased risk of suicide and becoming alcoholics and drug addicted or serious problems dealing with mental illness. And almost half of our teenagers are not receiving any type of treatment at all. And so these types of trauma events just leave children without a sense of security, making them feel helpless and vulnerable in a dangerous world.
Also, what are some of the causes of mental illness?
Well, there are basically four major causes of mental illness. One is hereditary. As with my mother, it was just genetic, and it was swept under the rug, and nobody wanted to talk about how it was in the genetic line because it was a mark of shame. Another, with my father, who experienced mental incapacitation, his was a brain tumor, which was an injury to the brain, and that could also happen through a sport event or a car accident or some kind of chemical imbalance. A third way would be trauma can cause mental illness. That could be loss through divorce or any kind of loss such as a disaster or abuse, some kind of trauma through abuse, some of the ways I just told you about with children experiencing trauma. Or it could be an environmental stressor that throws us over the edge. You know, we are all one phone call away from moving into mental illness, the right death, the divorce, or someone on a substance, abusing a substance. So mental illness can be caused by four major things. But the thing is, let's say, for example, it's genetic in your family, and now you reach for drugs on top of it, and now you have two ways that you could become mentally ill. So your chances are now 50% instead of 25%. So it's very important to get this diagnosed at an early age in order to alleviate the possibility of it, the chances of it growing into a more serious problem.
Lastly, in conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or a final tip for the listeners today?
Well, some tips on ways that you could reach out to youth, because most of our youth are dealing and struggling with mental health problems. Give them words of affirmation. You're great. I'm here for you. Help them. Can I help you with your homework? Or is there some way I can help you? Give them a small gift to let them know that you're thinking about them, a candy bar or a flower, or spend some quality time with them. Just sit and listen. So many children have no one to talk to or listen, or say, let's take a walk together. Give them a high five, some kind of physical touch. We all need the physical hugs and pats on the back. And also, I'd like to offer a new children's workbook that I have recently published called Making Sense of Me. And I'm getting tremendous reviews from teachers and parents that this is making a difference in children being able to identify emotions. And so I do have that to offer the public today.
Absolutely phenomenal. We thank you for what you're doing in the space as well. Where can listeners connect with you and get more information accordingly? And how could they get this book as well?
They can do that through my website at www.masteringmentalhealth.com. MasteringMentalHealth.com. Also, the children's workbook is available on Amazon, Making Sense of Me, as well as my memoir, A Child of Royalty.
Diana, it certainly has been a pleasure to have had you, and thank you so much for sharing your heart and informing us and bringing our attention and focus to mental health and mental illness, and we look forward to a future conversation right here on eHealth Radio.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Diana Ketterman, mental health author, speaker, and education provider. Diana is owner of Mastering Mental Health, where she provides mental health speaking and curriculum services for educators, students, parents, social workers, faith-based organizations, women's groups, and public groups. And for more information and for contact, simply visit MasteringMentalHealth.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Health News and Mental Health channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.